7.
Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number 2, the Thursday edition of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. I invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that absolutely everything is totally free. On the way here tonight, the cell phone ban, the worst ever, coming out of all places, Lawrence, Kansas. We'll give you the details on that. Also on the way, something about Alabama, as far as is it really even in this country, apparently, is the question. So our Alabama listeners might find that interesting. Also, coming up, your calls, 800-259-9231, and tracking devices for immigrants. But first, we go to the phones. Let's talk to Jeremy in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hi.
Going back to the talk about the A-bomb and the H-bomb.
Yeah.
The A-bomb came first, and then the H-bombs. A stands for atom, or atomic.
Right.
And H stands for hydrogen.
Aha! Uh-huh. Are they both? Do they both count as nuclear weapons?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the A-bomb, if I understand correctly, I haven't wikied this, so this is all off memory, mm-hmm. is using uranium in the classic smash them together and hope an explosion happens.
Got it.
And then the hydrogen uses a radioactive isotope of water called tritium to make an explosion so great they had to change it from kilotons of dynamite to megatons of dynamite. And that's where the whole Bikini Atoll experiments came in.
So now we had, with the H-bomb, we had megatons back then. Now how many megatons have we reached these days with today's nuclear weapons?
Oh, I have no idea. They went way past saying 100 Hiroshimas with one bomb a long time ago.
Wow.
It's more a saturation in strategy now than a single bomb.
Do you feel like, Jeremy, do you feel like if Iran got its hands on a nuclear weapon that they'd all of a sudden just launch it at somebody?
They're more likely, in my opinion, to try to smuggle it into a town and make a dirty bomb out of it in New York City or L.A. or something like that and just try to make as much panic as possible.
Yeah, you mean instead of just all out making it obvious that they were the ones responsible, you're suggesting sort of a subtle way of setting off a bomb?
That's half the tactic of terrorism is you have something bad happen, some kind of warfare tactic that wears the enemy down, but you're never allowed to become a target yourself because you can always hide behind something.
Got it.
Now, I would think that the terrorists are not state-sponsored generally. I mean, that's my understanding of it. Now, but whereas the Iranian state is the one who's bucking for the bomb here, the terrorists generally, they seem to attack the Muslim countries as often as they attack us, or
if not more so,
often.
Far more.
Right, they're all trying to be the top dog in the junkyard. They're all trying to beat each other down so they can be dominant.
So it would seem to me that if we got out of the junkyard, that the junkyard dogs would perhaps rip each other apart, but not us.
No, then they would probably try to combine and fight everybody outside.
What makes you say that? After all these years of infighting, what makes you think they would be able to just put their differences aside so they could go fight more people outside the area?
The Israeli seven-day war.
Please explain.
If I understand that correctly, when Egypt attacked, Jordan and Syria attacked as well because they thought they would have the only chance to finally destroy Israel.
I see.
And now we call Jordan an ally, and Egypt is an ally.
So the suggestion is what now?
The three governments got together and decided that it was a good time to attack Israel.
Well,
you think that Egypt and Syria and the other governments are going to get together and they can attack Sweden and Great Britain and America? I mean, that's suicide, man.
They're big customers too.
Right.
Right now they have pretty much two goals. First Israel, then the rest of the world.
I don't understand how they could possibly have that goal.
Think that 1 billion Muslims can kill off or subjugate 4 billion other kinds of humans.
Why is it that, when we've talked to Muslims on this show, that none of them have actually ever said that, oh, yeah, that's the plan. I mean, there are there seem to be peace-loving Muslims out there. Do there not?
It's a wide spectrum. How many nice Christians do we have, and how many anti-abortion and anti-soldier Christians do we have?
That's an excellent question. There certainly are violent Christians. We were talking about a violent Christian video game last night on the show. But just because there's violent Christians out there doesn't mean I'm going to go invade the heartland and try and flush them out and kill them. I mean, leave them be, and when they bring their violence, then we'll bring violence back on them in self-defense. Same thing with the Muslims. If they want to actually start something, then we can fight back at that point.
The difference is we have the peaceful, get along with everybody Christians more vocal in this country, and the hate everybody else, kill everybody else, infidel Muslims over in their country more vocal.
I've never actually heard any of the Muslims over there saying things like that. I mean, as far as Bin Laden, he gets on the air and says that, you know, look, leave us alone. But
that's
you see the
Palestinians dancing around when bad things happen to America. I mean, it's not.
Well, that's because America's effing around in their country.
I would say that personally, I'm of the opinion that the Muslim belief is a little nutty. And nuttier,
sure,
and more dangerous than the Christian belief. That's also my belief.
It's more eccentric. It's less open than the Christian religion.
I think it's all nuts, personally, but okay. I see where you're coming from.
And you know, I still have the opinion, if we leave those people alone, the infighting that's been going on there for thousands of years will continue to go on, and they will not come bother us.
No way. They're spending so much money. It's not like they have just an unlimited pool of funds to come from.
That's what I'm interested in. I'm thinking all this terrorism costs a lot more money than they're letting on.
Well, terrorism isn't as expensive as
the war to fight it.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Kurt, thanks for the call. Or Jeremy, rather. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. So then, something that's going on over here. So enough of the world affairs for now, unless you want to chime in. Let's go to Kansas. Yes, let's go to Kansas, where there's Toto and the world of Oz. Apparently it is a bit like Oz in Kansas. They're actually proposing a cell phone ban. Straight up, 100% ban when you're in the car. You cannot be on your cell phone.
Now, is this a stationary car, or is this a moving car?
I'm not sure about that. We'll explore. Okay. But first, an email from Hamish. Hi, guys. While I was out jogging today and listening to Free Talk Live on my iPod, I witnessed a traffic accident. While waiting to cross the road at a busy roundabout, a car failed to stay on the roundabout and ran into another car waiting to enter the roundabout. I was actually watching this driver because she seemed to be about to do something odd, and I noticed as I watched her that she was talking away on her cell phone. And she held a cigarette and the steering wheel in another hand.
Oh, my.
My question is, what, if anything, will the libertarian society do to prevent such an avoidable accident? Increase insurance premiums for the driver at fault?
Well, I think that's going to happen anyway.
Include clauses in insurance contracts that state that you're not covered for acts of careless driving? Or simply sue the driver at fault for negligence? Bear in mind that nobody was injured in this particular accident.
In that particular one, but there's certainly no doubt that people are injured in accidents where folks are distracted. I don't think you can stop distracted driving. Here's the slippery slope to distracted driving.
Mm.
So we stop cell phone use in the car.
Right.
Or, you know, handheld cell phone use, but you can use your hands-free device. Well, essentially studies show that hands-free devices, the level of distraction is the same with a hands-free device as it is with the cell phone stuck to your ear. As though your arm held up to your head somehow distracts you more than not having
it. It's the conversation that's distracting.
It's the conversation. Now, what about, there's lots of things that are distracting. Probably more distracting are children, who now have to be in the back seat because we've passed laws that they're safer in the back seat. We have to have them all strapped up in the back seat.
Right.
So the children are in the back seat. What about the mom who has to deal with them? What about radios that people, you know, how many times
an argument?
I just looked down for a second to look at the radio,
oh,
and
yeah.
I looked up, and then, bam, there was the woman in her baby buggy.
Now, we can help with that one. Because if you're listening to Free Talk Live on the radio, just don't ever touch that dial. And
break the knob off.
You'll stay alive. Listening to Free Talk Live will keep you alive in your car. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484. 8484.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Over 650 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, virtually all of the content on the wiki was created by the listeners. wiki.freetalklive.com. You can go there and edit virtually anything that you see. You can add to it as well if you think there's something that needs to be added. Do it. wiki.freetalklive.com. All right. So, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about cell phone bans. And we just had Hamish, I believe, email in with a question about what would, in a libertarian society, what would we do about people talking on their cell phones? What would happen as a result? Would the insurance premiums go up because you talk on your cell phone? Of course, how would they prove it, right? I mean, would you accept a little video camera being installed in your car by your insurance company so you could prove that you didn't talk on a cell phone? Or would you rather have a higher insurance premium? I don't know exactly how the automotive business, how the insurance industry would handle that. But as you pointed out, Mark, and it's an excellent point, that we certainly couldn't outlaw it. Because then it just leads the way to outlawing all sorts of distracting activities in the car.
Lots of them.
Like changing the radio station, talking to the person in the seat next to you, having an argument, even worse. I mean, you want to talk about distracting. How many times have you been in on an argument with somebody in a car?
Until we can put drivers in soundproof plexiglass boxes, I don't think that we should be doing any of this stuff. And I don't think we should do that either.
Accidents would even happen then. Then you have to control external distractions as well. I mean, billboards,
hot
pretty
girls.
Ladies, that sort of thing.
How many cars have been wrecked? How many people have been injured? How much property damage has been done by some hot girl walking down the side of the street?
I think it'd probably be uncountable.
I don't think that it's her fault, by the way.
There'd be no way that we should outlaw hot people, apparently. So that's the logical extension of these ideas. Unfortunately, your politicians don't realize that. And so, therefore, we have this story from Lawrence Journal World. Prohibition. On cell phones. All-out prohibition. According to the Lawrence Journal World, New York, you've got nothing on Lawrence. New York State made national headlines 4 years ago, becoming the first state to ban motorists from using cell phones. But a proposed cell phone ban in Lawrence would be tougher than that law or any other cell phone ban in the country, a national group that studies cell phone usage said. The proposed Lawrence ordinance, up for discussion on Monday by the Traffic Safety Commission, would ban the use of both handheld cell phones and hands-free cell phone devices by motorists. According to Russ Rader, a spokesman for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, that would be a first in America. Other bans generally prohibit only handheld devices, with some banning hands-free devices for certain types of motorists, such as teenagers or school bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
The Lawrence ban on hands-free devices would apply to everyone. All drivers. Some cell phone researchers said it was about time for a city to adopt such a ban. Let's lead the way here in Lawrence. Let's show the rest of the country that this is the way we should have our laws. We should have more of these bans. We're going to save lives, Mark. That's what we're going to do. Save lives. According to Paul Atchley, an associate professor of psychology at Kansas University and one of the leading researchers of cell phones and motorists, quote, if you pass a ban that just prohibits the handheld devices, you're sending a message that the hands-free devices are safe. And that is false. Don't you love it with this idea that when you pass laws, you're sending messages to people? We hear it all the time. I mean, the idea that if you pass a law, you've sent a message to people, because if you don't pass laws, you're sending messages. Because apparently if you don't pass a law against a cell phone, that means that it's okay to use cell phones. If you don't pass a law against sex with... If you don't pass a law against fornication, then that means it's okay to fornicate. I mean, if you don't pass a law against drugs, that means it's okay to use drugs. That's where we hear it the most.
It doesn't mean that, though. What it means is that we are willing, that the taxpayers are forced at the point of a gun to pay to punish somebody who does these things.
Just as an aside, we have a MySpace account where we do outreach to people to help them discover the show on MySpace. And from time to time, we get emails from people that, well, they don't quite get it. They don't quite understand what it is we're saying to them. They didn't read it correctly or whatever. And so Johnson and I, one of our other co-hosts, will get into conversations with these people. And at one point, I made the claim that to this young person, and again, when you're under the age of 18, if you haven't come across these ideas, the government hasn't screwed you enough, so you're sort of naive to this whole idea that government could be a bad thing.
Oh, and plus the fact that you have parents who take care of you and give you rules,
right,
and care about you and all those things. That's what parents are for. And somehow or another, the government has slipped into the surrogate parent role for parent for adults.
So my side was, since you had brought up the whole pointing guns at people to extract taxes thing, I pointed out to her, she said she was going to join the military, and I pointed out to her, well, you do realize, of course, she said she wanted to join the military to help people and to save lives, and which is, of course, ironic. And I said, you do realize that your paycheck would be extracted from people by at gunpoint, correct? And she wrote me back with two words, conspiracy theorist. I said, I'm sorry, what exact part of that was a conspiracy theory? She's yet to reply, so I'll keep you up to date. But that's not a conspiracy theory.
No.
It's absolute fact. Because if you don't pay the taxes, the guns come out and your life is threatened. Anyway, back to cell phones. So this guy, this expert, says, well, you're sending a message that hands-free devices are safe, which is the same message, apparently, that we're sending by not outlawing all drugs, because all drugs are dangerous, right? I mean, those drugs you can go and purchase, like NyQuil. I mean, you could drink NyQuil till you died tonight. There's no warning on the label about, you know, I mean, there is a warning, don't take above the exceed, you know, the regular recommended dose. There's nothing that says that you'll die if you drink too much of it.
Well, there's no law to protect you, quote unquote. They haven't sent the message that it's unacceptable to drink NyQuil till you die.
Right. So we need to make laws, apparently, to send messages to everyone, at least according to this guy.
No, what in fact making these laws means is that you're too dumb to take care of yourself.
That's right. Okay, so Mr. Rader says he agreed the research backs up claims that hands-free devices are no safer for motorists than handheld ones, which is what you actually said earlier, Mark. He said the Institute did an extensive study in Australia using cell phone records of people involved in accidents. The study showed that people using a cell phone were 4 times as likely to get into an injury accident, regardless of whether they used handheld or hands-free device. A Canadian study also produced similar results. According to Rader, I think initially people assumed that the problem with using a cell phone while driving was the holding of the phone and the dialing of the phone. But now the body of research is suggesting that the conversation itself is the major distraction. What's going to happen when they do the study that shows that any conversation is a distraction? Is it really more likely that having a little conversation in your ear is more distracting than having somebody sitting next to you?
Well,
conversing?
I'll tell you, the fact is, I don't like to have my wife or friends in the car because I am not as good of a driver when there's somebody else in the car. Period.
Are you not more likely, if someone is sitting in the seat next to you, to turn your head away from the road, to make eye contact?
I do it all the time.
To make a point, to talk to that individual?
I'm a blowhard. I like to talk. If there's somebody in the car, I'm going to talk to them.
Right. If your head is turned away for a second, if your head is, as you said before, with changing the radio dial, if you're down there for 3/4 of a second or a second and a half, you could run in the back of somebody. If they hit the brakes and you're not watching, bam. 800-259-9231, so we're proposing, or at least Lawrence, Kansas is proposing, I'm certainly not,
nope,
a total cell phone ban. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. 20% of us do this in our cars. Think you know what it is? Eureka! I'll provide the revelation when I come back. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Eureka! That's Latin for I found it. But did you think you'd find ideas in your car? According to a Lemelson MIT Invention Index study, 20% of us get in touch with our creative side while driving. So how can you capitalize on your daily commute? Here are my thoughts about your inspiration. 1. Keep pen and pad handy to jot ideas after you've reached your destination and before you forget your brainstorm. 2. Use a pocket recorder to capture your flashes. If you don't have a recorder, call yourself and leave a voicemail. And 3. Don't sweat it. Think inspiration, not perspiration. Designate your vehicle as a rage-free zone and redirect all those darns into darn good ideas. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Oh, I sent an update early this morning. You know what it was about?
It was about voting.
That's right. It's that time. It is voting time every month. The voting totals reset over at Podcast Alley, and we push for votes. We need to, because staying up in the top 10, specifically in the top 5, hopefully in the top 2, maybe number 1, would be really great. Why? Because it brings new listeners to the show on a daily basis. When somebody goes to this website and they see Free Talk Live first, second, or third place, that means they're far more likely to click on us than if we were in 10th or below 10th place. So they're more likely to click on us, which means they're going to come across the message of liberty and freedom, which means more people will come into this movement, which is a great idea. So if you want to help support liberty and freedom, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you definitely want to go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com.
Right now we're in second place, and Keith and the girl is...
Why are... We don't mention the competition.
Oh, I see. Well, the number one show is about twice as many votes as we have.
Yeah, well, they didn't actually win last month, that show that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. They were not the winners. What appeared to be the winner was some sort of an infomercial, which may yet again appear out of nowhere this month and shoot again to the top of the charts, and they finished the month with over twice what we had. We had, I think, a vote total of about 800, and the other, the winner last month, the first place show, had well over 1,700 votes.
What are they infomercialing?
Technical stuff, like tech gadgets, that sort of thing. It just sounds like the most boring show ever. But nonetheless, people turned out in droves to vote for it. Either that or they were cheating, one or the other. Regardless of whether they were cheating or not, the point is we really have to get out the vote this month in order to get up above. We're in second place now, but things change as the month goes on, so we need your votes. Vote. freetalklive.com, and tell a friend, or two, or three. So, we're talking about the cell phone ban that's being proposed in Kansas. Lawrence, Kansas, is proposing a total ban of cell phone usage for drivers, because studies have shown that you're 4 times more likely to get into an injury accident if you're on a cell phone. And it doesn't matter if you're holding the cell phone to your head, or if you're just on a hands-free device. So that's what motivated these bureaucrats to suggest this ban. According to Jamie Hastings, Director of Government Affairs for T-Mobile, you believe that companies actually have Director of Governmental Affairs people?
It's a shame they have to employ somebody.
What a
like
waste.
That. Yeah.
Anyway, Jamie says, we would certainly oppose a complete ban. We think there are distractions that are just as great. I suppose if you want to ban McDonald's, coffee, and kids in the back seat, then we wouldn't oppose it. Well, great. Let's just ban everything. You know what? Why don't we just ban cars while we're at it? I mean, we don't want people to get hurt, do we?
They cause accidents.
That's what this is all about. It's about keeping people safe.
The one thing that every automobile accident has in common is an automobile.
A driver as well. Shouldn't be allowed to get in those cars. Those are death traps.
Yep.
What, you want to get across town? Get on a bicycle.
You know, actually, people are injured and die as a result of being alive. So what we should do, in fact, is
outlaw life.
Kill everyone.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's pass a law. Apparently, Rader said the fact that the hands-free research conducted in 2004 is relatively new is probably one reason why communities haven't started adopting hands-free bans. He also said some communities may be concerned about how to enforce the ban. Enforcement challenges have been the issue that the city staff members have cautioned traffic safety commissioners to consider. Staff attorneys, who handles many police-related matters, said it's likely it would take an aggressive enforcement strategy for any ban to improve safety or reduce accident rates. He says, quote, I'm not saying we would have to have more police officers. That's not my job to make that determination. But we would need to allocate police resources so they could spend time doing intensive enforcement for it. Huh? What does that mean?
It means
intensive enforcement. It sounds to me like it's going to be a primary offense. What's that mean?
It means they can pull you over for talking on the phone as opposed to pulling you over for poor driving and then giving you a ticket if you happen to be on the phone.
Right. So if a officer suspects, because, I mean, there's not, it's hard to tell, right? I mean, if you have something hanging out of your ear.
Right. I keep my hands-free device in my ear almost all day.
Whether or not you're on the phone.
It, absolutely true. You've seen me walk in here with the thing hanging out of my ear. I'm just comfortable with
it.
Is
it going to get to the point where I pull you over on the cop? I pull you over, sir, I notice you've got a hands-free device hanging out of your ear. Is that a hands-free device? Looks like a hands-free device.
Well,
is that a hands-free device? Okay. Let me see your phone, sir. Let me see your last calls. Click, 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 click. I see. How long have you been in the car today?
Well, I don't think he's going to be able to navigate the phone, and my phone has
a
password.
Well, how else is he going to know that you've been on the phone?
Right. That's really the question. My phone has a password, too. It's password protected.
What's your password, sir?
None of your darned business.
Sir, I'm going to need to get in this phone. There's a law. There is a law on the books that says you cannot be on the phone in your car. If you don't allow me into this phone, I will arrest you.
Well, feel free to get into the phone.
I need your password.
I'm not going to give it
to you.
You're
disobeying an order.
What are you talking
disobedience.
About?
Disobedience. You're under arrest.
I can't give you a password.
You're under arrest. You know the password?
Look, aren't we supposed to be here worrying about security? I have to be worried about the security of my phone. You, as somebody who's supposed to protect my security,
should
be concerned.
I'm a police officer. I'm going to protect your security, sir. That's why I'm here.
No, it's not a secret password if I give it out.
You can change it after I leave.
I shan't be doing that.
So if you actually gave up the password, then presuming the cop was bright enough to actually understand how to navigate the menu systems on the, 100 or so different models of phones that people probably currently have
right
out there, then they might actually be able to punch up and find out that, yes, you were indeed on the phone within the past 5 minutes. So therefore, he's going to write you a ticket. Maybe they'll confiscate your phone. I mean, who knows how crazy the enforcement could get? We can't predict accurately how insane this will all go. It starts with a law. And that's how it always is with the government. It starts with one little law, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more out of control, and the enforcement measurements get more insane as time goes on, because we got to keep people safe. Well, this is for your safety, sir. You know you're not allowed to be using this phone.
You know, when they take things away, you don't get them back. Ever.
If you're lucky. You get it back if you're lucky and you file enough paperwork.
You can get it back.
You can hire a lawyer to get your phone back.
Sure. My $200 phone, if that, I'll hire an attorney for $2,000 to get my phone back.
So they're talking about their enforcement challenges. Studies, according to, again, LJWorld.com, studies have suggested that the effectiveness of cell phone bans are related to the amount of enforcement and publicity that communities direct towards them. A study of the New York State ban found that handheld cell phone use by drivers dropped by about half during the first months following the ban. But 1 year after the ban had been in place, handheld cell phone usage among drivers had climbed to virtually the same rate as before the ban. So they banned the cell phone usage. People got scared because they heard about it in the news. They didn't want to get caught. And then as time went on, nobody's really being arrested for it. They just sort of, once again, increased their usage again. So, essentially, these people are advocating consistent crackdowns on cell phone users. We're talking about police cruising around, not looking for murderers or rapists or APBs, but police cruising around, looking around for you on your cell phone. That's what they're going to be doing with their time. Is this really what you want your police doing with their time?
I've got to wonder. I mean, is it crime? We're creating new crimes so the cops have things to do?
1-800-259-9231. And would it really lead eventually to a ban on conversation? Are we really off base by suggesting that? Are we totally loony by saying that? I don't think so. It seems to be the logical extension of this law. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You must be quiet when you're in the car.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem.
Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, doesn't matter where you are or what speed of your internet connection, you can listen to us live online at freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, and it's free. freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this cell phone ban that's being proposed in Kansas, of all places. And it's we're talking about how laws start small and get much, much larger. And they grow out of control, beyond their original intentions, beyond the wildest dreams of the imaginations of those who created the law. And this example here from Lawrence, Kansas, is a perfect example of how laws grow. You already have laws around the country about banning cell phone, handheld cell phone usage. That's been banned in New York, it's been banned in Washington, D.C., and a few other places as well. So the next step, obviously, is to ban all cell phone usage by drivers in cars. That's what Lawrence, Kansas is proposing now. And as we've seen, governments like to borrow ideas from one another. So one government creates a new law, like Lawrence might. This is proposed and hasn't gone through yet. They're talking seriously about it, and why not? It's extra income for the police department. $100 fines, apparently. So other cities are going to see, hey, Lawrence did this and they got away with it. Their people didn't do a violent, they didn't go into a violent uprising with pitchforks and torches. We should try that here. More money. So then they pass a law here and there and there and there, and then they go all around the country, and then before you know it, everybody's got a cell phone ban in cars. Then the next step comes along, and I don't think we're being out of line suggesting that somebody might come up with the idea at some point, some well-meaning individual, somebody that wants to save lives, would come up with the idea, hey guys, did anybody think of this? Studies showed that conversations was what was causing accidents, not the cell phones.
Well, this is the problem, though, is they're also pushing carpooling.
Right.
So
to put more people in the cars to save the environment.
Now they have a...
Get a conflict.
Yeah, they got a conflict.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Fred. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
How do laws get passed?
How? Well, there's bureaucrats or elected officials, as they like, some of them like to be called, sitting around in a room together, and they write stuff down on paper.
That's not true. I ride around, and I'll bet you I curse out 1,000 people a day on a cell phone, not watching what the heck they're doing, breaking every law in the book, and I complain to my legislator. Now, wait a second. Now, this is how it works. And I complain to my legislator and a lot of other people, and if enough people do it, and the legislators finally act, and they pass a law. This is how they're passed. Now, to solve the cell phone problem, all you have to do is real simple is if the cell phone rings, then after, have the car automatically shut down within a half a mile, or, you know, or they have to pull over, you know, and because the car's going to shut down.
Are you being facetious?
I'm not being facetious.
Now, I think
these people should not drive and talk on a telephone. They're too dumb to do two things at one time.
I have to agree that, and studies do show that people are distracted while being on the phone. But at the same time, wouldn't you agree that people are distracted by lots of other things in the car?
Well, naturally. When I was a young man growing up, the miniskirts were just coming in, and women were just starting to drive. And you'd be surprised. You're sitting there driving down the road in a truck, and a girl alongside you in a miniskirt. That was really a distraction.
Right. So you would never propose banning girls in miniskirts, would you?
If you did, we'd have to be deadly against you banning miniskirts.
I don't like cell phones, to tell you the truth. I was in a restaurant last week.
Okay, so now it comes out.
Okay, I was in a restaurant last week paying good money for food, and this woman next to me, she's talking on the cell phone, ruining my dinner. I finally told her to shut this stupid thing off.
And what did she do?
She got mad at me, you know, like I had no right to say. But they act like they have to talk real loud.
But what, now, I understand where you're coming from. It's disturbing, and it's absolutely rude. It's absolutely rude to be talking loudly on a cell phone at a dinner table. If I'm at a dinner table and my cell phone rings, first of all, I always have it on vibrate, so no one ever hears my cell phone ring. I always pick it up, and I'm always very quiet, and if it's going to be a conversation, I will step outside.
Well, turn the darn thing off when you go in a restaurant.
Well, it depends on how important you are, I suppose.
Well,
and cell phone people like to think they're
important.
Cell phone people like to think they're very important.
Nobody's that important.
I agree with you. I want to know. Now, Fred, I want to know what you think here.
I don't like cell phones.
Hold on, slow down. I know you don't like cell phones, but regardless, they're out there and they're going to continue being out there, so you're going to have to live with them. Now, in the restaurant scenario, what would your answer be to this? I mean, I understand you said something to the lady. She got upset about it.
If I owned a restaurant, I would have a sign, no talking on the cell phone while having dinner.
Not if you own the restaurant. What's the answer for people using cell phones in restaurants? What's the solution for you, Fred, to stop this from happening?
Have a sign saying no cell phone usage while having dinner.
But would you, my question, okay, is would you pass a law to mandate that all restaurants have that sign?
No, because I'm telling you, this is how laws are passed. If enough people complain about something, then the legislators finally get off their butts and they start to fight, you know, they start to pass these laws.
But the problem with that is that in the process, we lose our liberty.
I agree. But this is how things happen.
And I know, and it's wrong.
He's absolutely true that the legislatures use the bad actions of people in order to create laws that they can then profit off of.
Remember one thing. I think Madison said this. Our Constitution was written for a moral society. It's totally inadequate for immoral society. When we have a lot of immorality, it's going to create more and more bad laws.
Well, one thing is for sure, Fred, you certainly cannot outlaw immorality and have success with that. And in regards to the cell phone situation in the diners, the appropriate market-based solution is to approach the management of the restaurant and say, excuse me, sir, I would really appreciate it if you would ban the cell phones and not go to the legislatures. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate the call, man. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We need your vote, and we need it now. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're currently in second place. First place show is already cleaning up, and the month has only just begun. So we need to at least double our votes in order to be number one this month. Last month we got over 800, which is good. It kept us at number five, which is decent. But the month before, we were number two all month long. So competition is getting more intense as time goes on. So we need to keep up the growth, which means that we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And we need you to tell, or ask rather, some friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com as well. Better yet, have them listen to the show as a bonus. So vote.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the cell phone ban or cell phone in car ban for drivers that's being proposed in Kansas. All cell phone use is being banned. And then now, just as an example of how these laws grow and modify, because that's our position here on the show, is that laws, once passed, they get bigger and more inclusive and more obtruse and obtuse and more destructive of your liberties.
And it's obvious.
This one grew and modified even in the even in the discussion phase of the law. According to the journal here, at their May meeting, traffic safety commissioners considered an ordinance that would have banned the use of cell phones by drivers younger than 18. Instead, a majority of commissioners then directed staff members to come up with a proposal that would ban cell phones for all motorists. So, originally, it was just an idea to ban cell phone use for teenagers, but then somebody thought, Now, there's either two ways that they could think on this, right? At least the way I see it. Somebody could either think, no, you know what, we need to protect everybody. We need to pass this for everybody. Or the other mentality is, we could get more income if we pass this for everybody. We need to pass this for everybody. I figure you're coming from one of the two positions there. And, by the way, the maximum fine is $100 for a violation. The ordinance commissioners are now set to consider, has one exception. Motorists could use a cell phone to make an emergency call to police, firemen, or other agencies.
That wouldn't be distracting.
Well, they have an exception, which means the only way to discover whether or not the exception is the actual case is to have the police officer audit your cell phone calls. How else would they know?
Well, you would have to voluntarily tell them and then be able to prove it, I would imagine.
Okay. Okay, exactly. Which is an intrusion on your privacy. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Krister in Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Krister.
Hi, listen, this is precious. I got to tell you. You know the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America?
Yes.
They have been pretty pissed off at the Pirate Bay. I don't know if you're familiar with the Pirate Bay, but it is a...
I have an article on it right here.
Yeah, I've got that news as well. The Pirate Bay is one of the largest, or was one of the largest repositories of torrent files, and it was just raided. Isn't that correct, Krister?
Exactly. So what happened yesterday, or Wednesday, was that police took the servers of... No, let's take from the beginning. The MPAA talked to Washington, and they said, we got to do something about the piracy. So the Washington contacted the Swedish foreign minister and said, you got to shut it down.
Right,
so
that's because Washington controls the world. Krista, we're going to come back to you in hour number three on this. Because this is pretty big news in the world of anti-piracy legislation and copyright laws. One of the largest websites sharing files or sharing torrents has been shut down. We'll explain it all coming up. Hour 3, it's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're